Hey guys, welcome back to the Off Task Podcast with Polly Van Claire, aka
The Pack.
So today we're going to be talking about some Kardashian-Jenner conspiracy theories about the Kardashian-Jenner family. But first, we just want to touch on why we've changed our podcast's name.
So if you're a new listener and you didn't know before, our old podcast name used to be Feeling Woke, and now we've changed it to the Off Task Podcast. And when we originally had the name Feeling Woke, we meant it as in like feeling awake and aware of your surroundings and like aware of what's going on in the community, because that's what we are here to do, to just let you know about what's the new trends, what we want to talk about what's going around. But it might have been misunderstood into a different meaning that it had, like when it apparently it means like oppression to African Americans, like how Martin Luther King Jr. used in his speech, I'm pretty sure it was the I Have a Dream speech, and he used it in the context of we need to stay woke of oppression, and we didn't mean it in any way, like to like be racist or anything, or to say that we are being oppressed. We just meant it to say, as in like being awake and aware of what we're talking about. So
just to clear things up, that's why we changed our name.
So hope y'all enjoy. Still, we have great content.
Yeah, same content, 10 out of 10.
Same content.
Okay, so Paul, who are the Kardashians?
Well, the Kardashians are a famous family on TV. They have a show called Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's a very confusing family. They have the father, Bruce, that is now a woman, and named Caitlyn, and she stands up for women, I guess. He was an Olympic champion in the year of 1976 and got the title of an All-American hero. Kris, the mother and
manager of all the...
is the mother and manager of her oldest daughter, Kim, and has a successful business called Jenner Communications.
So basically how the family tree goes is Kris, the mother, had three daughters with her first husband, Rob, and the three daughters were Kim, Khloe, and...
oh, wait. Courtney?
Yeah.
Kim, Khloe, and Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney, yeah.
And Rob. And then, but we all forget about
it. Yeah, and then she remarried with Bruce, now Caitlin, and then she had Kylie and Kendall. And Kylie and Kim both have, like, famous cosmetic lines. Kendall is a really famous model.
She works for Estee Lauder, I'm pretty sure.
She does?
Yeah.
Hey, good for her. I see you, Kendall.
Pretty sure.
Claps for Kendall?
Yeah, claps for Kendall. Snaps.
Pretty sure she's the only one who hasn't gotten plastic surgery out of the family.
Which is...
oops. No shade. Hashtag no shade.
Actually, maybe Courtney might be part of the hashtag no plastic surgery squad, but you never know.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the family. Welcome to our crib of Kardashian family stuff.
Yeah, and they are all on a show called Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
And Kylie actually came out with her new show, Life of Kylie.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. So she's like talking about her own life.
Me. I relate.
I know.
Anyways, so right into the conspiracies. The first conspiracy theory we're going to talk about is the Kardashian-Jenner family is part of the Illuminati. So obviously, like, I know it seems like, you know, everybody famous these days are part of the Illuminati.
Because it's
kind of true. So basically, if you haven't listened to our Poppy episode in the beginning of this podcast, like one of the first episodes, we talked about how the Illuminati targets really famous people that can have an influence on the world and society, or big like groups of people to like distract them from what's going on.
Like around the time that the Las Vegas shooting happened, which was awful, Kylie, and I'm pretty sure it was Kylie and Khloe at the same time, came out like, oh, they're pregnant. And like the whole world was like shocked by that.
Yeah, when they like really after need it to be, died down on the news, they like turned to looking at their pregnancies.
Instead of looking at what happened and how that could affect our community of the like the violence and having to help people like that, they focus on social media stars and stuff about them being pregnant. So you never know, maybe they could be a distraction to hide you from what's going on. Maybe the Illuminati was behind all these.
Yeah. And also, if you think about it, they name Rob and Kris, and then Kris and Bruce named all their daughters with K names. Even if they're typically spelled with a C, you know, they put a K in there. So the first three daughters were Kim, Courtney, and Khloe, which is three daughters, three Ks, KKK, which is a cult, and we all know that the Illuminati has a lot of involvement with many cults, and KKK is one of the larger cults. And then also three daughters, you know, three sides of a triangle.
Illuminati?
Huh? Illuminati? Question mark?
Dollar bill?
Spooky?
Dollar bill? Yeah, no, but basically it's just, if you look at the Kardashian-Jenner family, they all just, I don't know, like it's the perfect family and group to be in association with the Illuminati and work for them.
Because they're very popular and they're very influential and powerful.
And the Illuminati people, Illuminatians, whatever you want to call them, the members, they worship the devil. I mean, I know it sounds kind of upfront, but they do. And so they worship the devil. They do all these satanic rituals, you know, the huge.
Yeah, the huge.
And so the Kardashians, you're like, how are they famous? Do they have any talent? No. They don't have any talent.
Absolutely not. This Except podcast, for Kanye, who's married in.
Yeah, but he's not really a Kardashian.
Yeah. But he's talented.
Oops. Anyways, so now they're all talentless. This podcast has more talent than them. And that's
honestly saying something. Hey, this is a No Shade podcast.
Hashtag no shame.
Hashtag no shade. Not shame.
I said shame.
No, you
said
shame.
Okay, anyways, back on topic, folks.
My bad.
Folks.
Anyways, okay, on to the next conspiracy theory is that Khloe Kardashian is OJ Simpson's daughter. So, this is a juicy one.
This is
No, okay.
We prefer to say succulent.
Paul, shut up. Anyways, so... So if you didn't know, Rob, the original father, or Chris's first husband, was O.J. Simpson's events attorney. And I know what you're thinking. O.J. Simpson was African-American, and Khloe isn't African-American. But, I mean, she's kind of tan. I mean, I could kind of see it, but it doesn't really make sense. But once you look into the details, it seems, like, kind of, like, shady. You know what I'm saying? So, so basically, since Rob was working so close and so in depth with OJ Simpson's case, Chris Kardashian said that OJ was one of her best friends, like, in her whole life, and he was, like, close to the whole family. And so that really, like, makes you wonder, like, what if she had an affair with him, since, like, Rob was so busy all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many possibilities.
And the whole case itself is OJ stabbing his wife.
Yeah.
And maybe she found out that they had an affair, and she knew too much, and he wanted to get rid of her knowledge because he didn't want that getting out and ruining his reputation.
Yeah, because, like, the show, wait.
But that kind of doesn't make any sense, because if you don't want it to get out and ruin your reputation, you ruin your reputation by killing your wife.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be found out for it, but.
Now, well, also, he's not, there's no proof that he did kill his wife.
Yeah, but. So. Just speculation. And like
just
how we were saying before, like, this whole family is famous for no reason. And just all this has to do with just unexplainable reasons for all their popularity just coming about. Like, did they worship Satan or something to get
getting
to
back into the Illuminati conspiracy.
Yeah, getting back into the Illuminati conspiracy, touching base on that.
No, stop. We're on the next conspiracy theory.
All right, well, in this conspiracy theory.
Don't cry.
There's one more piece of evidence in one episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Chris had all the kids take a DNA test with OJ Simpson, right?
Yes.
Is that correct? All right. No. And Khloe did not participate.
Yeah, which I thought that was, like, the shadiest of them all. Like, why is she the only kid that just wasn't in that episode or didn't participate?
She wasn't even in the episode, like, at all, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. That's just, I was like, that's kind of shady.
That is.
Is OJ the devil? What?
Hey. Hashtag no shade. Hashtag no hate.
All right. Let's, even though our name is off task, let's get on task.
Okay? Yeah.
Sounds great. Okay.
Good job, Paul. You never keep us on task.
Okay.
Props to Paul. Claps for Paul. Snaps for Paul. Anyways, so those were the only two conspiracy theories we have. The rest of them were kind of dumb, we thought. So we picked the ones we actually, like, had speculations and personally thought could be true. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in.
Definitely. Thank you for tuning in.
Tuning in.
I'm suddenly whatever accent
British.
This is.
British.
If you'd like a British podcast, comment below.
We can very well do that. That would be a beautiful podcast.
Anyways, so yeah, thank you for tuning
thank
in.
Thank you so much for watching.
And watch out for the next episode.
Boy.
Bye.
Bye.
Boy. Boy.